Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Benny and Haney here on Monday. Ken Wyman sitting in and joining us now, the new GM of the Baltimore Orioles, Mike Elias. And Mike, welcome to Baltimore.
Thank you.
So let's see. You guys talked about a little bit during the press conference, but take us into the process a little bit. It sounds like you guys had a lot of man hours on this. And I guess let us in on how you sold the Angeloses on how you won this job.
It was a great process. It was exactly what you'd imagine for a hiring process for a job of this size. We had several lengthy conversations, some of which were over the phone, a few in person, and talked about every aspect of baseball, talked about how to run a team from a business perspective, their vision for the next chapter of this franchise, what I would bring to that and what I see about it. And they were really good conversations. We were on the same page the entire time. I don't think it took much selling. I pointed to my and our track record of drafting and developing and signing players, both in St. Louis and Houston, and I think that's exactly what is needed here. So it's a really good fit.
Now, Mike, like with ownership, I'm sure that because of what's been known about the Orioles, about owners being heavily involved and stuff, that you probably got it found out right away what your role would be, what ownership's role would be, if you would have the say-so that you're going to need to be able to run it how you want to run it.
We were on the same page with those topics. I expressed what I feel a healthy relationship is between baseball operations and the ownership group. They explained their vision of that as well, and it was in line with and congruent with what I've been a part of in St. Louis and Houston. So I'm excited to work with this ownership group and to do it here.
Mike, we can see why the Orioles would be excited in you. Explain why you'd be excited in the Orioles coming off these two losing seasons.
There's a bunch of reasons. I was hoping for this. I was attracted to this job. Number one is I happen to be from this region. I grew up in Northern Virginia. Have a ton of family here and know this city really well. I love this city, always have. And I also have visited Camden Yards a number of times coming to watch games when there was a playoff caliber team on the field. And I've seen what this baseball town is like and what the stadium is like when it's packed and when there's a playoff team to watch. So I know the ceiling that exists here. I think it's perfect. We just need to get to work.
Let me just say, because I hadn't lived here that long, and the first year that they were in the playoffs, it was amazing, the intensity of the crowd. And like, during football season, you used to like the Ravens being – no, it was all Orioles. It was really kind of a cool thing. Let's talk a little bit about scouting, since that's kind of your background, my background. What did you think what did you need to improve upon here with scouting, because it doesn't seem like they had the same amount of scouts as other people and stuff?
Well, it's the most important thing that you do as an organization, the draft. Right. And now international scouting is really becoming almost as important, just because there's so many stars coming out of Latin America this day and age. So it's a huge area of emphasis. I feel that the organizations that I've worked for, especially most recently with the Astros, we have among, if not the best track record when it comes to drafting and developing players. So we're going to look to replicate a lot of that approach here. I think that there's ways that we can improve their processes here, improve our processes, improve the information that we're using, get everyone incorporating all kinds of information in our drafting decisions. But there are really good scouts here in this organization.
There is.
They've made some really good picks over the last couple of years. So I think it's going to be a good marriage, and it will just improve things.
Now, you know, you do have the number one pick.
I've been reminded.
Yeah.
Now, how important, Mike, is, because it's about drafting, but it doesn't seem like once you get them, all right, that's cool, but then developing them, you know, how is your development staff?
It's important. This sounds simple. It sounds a little cliched, but your scouting and player development departments need to be seeing eye to eye. The worst thing you can have is when you, let's say you're taking a pitcher.
Right.
And your scouting department likes his mechanics, his delivery, and then you sign him and you throw him over the fence to player development and they start changing him right away. It's very dysfunctional. It's not good for the players. So you have to do some work to get everyone using the same philosophies, the same information, working off the same page. So we'll do that here.
We're talking to Michael Elias, new GM of the Baltimore Orioles. Do we know how long the commitment is, the length of contract? Are you allowed to say?
I do.
Are you allowed to tell us?
No, I don't want to comment.
I'm hoping it's at least 5.
Oh, let's
we'll
ask.
See, we'll see what happens.
let's ask this. According to the release, when you were hired, you have autonomy. Have you decided that Brian Graham and Brady Anderson are still part of this organization? Where do they fall in with your vision?
Look, I've talked to both of them. I talked to as many people as I can so far. It's only been a couple of days. There's really good people here. I'm going to lean very heavily on their expertise, especially with regard to the players that are already here, the ins and outs of the organization. Anytime you switch teams, there's always a sort of a getting to know you process, and I haven't made any determinations on any of that front, but I'm looking forward to working with them. Brady in particular, he loves this franchise. You can tell as soon as you talk to him. So it's going to be fun for me to download from him and get all of their thoughts.
Now, Mike, usually the style of player that you want, what you're looking for, is it going to be your vision? Because, like, the guys that you want up here, it's the same philosophy that the minor, you know, the AAA team is teaching, the AA team is teaching, the single A team is teaching. So it's all one. Is that kind of your vision?
Look, we're just looking for talent. And the cool thing about baseball is that comes in all shapes and sizes. You know, we in Houston, we have an MVP caliber player who's 5'6". And, you know, you have pitchers that are 7 feet tall that can play this game. So we're just going to be looking for talent. But to your question, it is important for the program, whatever's being taught, to not change as you progress each level. It's very confusing and disorienting for players when that happens. So we're just going to make sure that our processes and our curriculum are aligned across all the levels.
Mike, you said that they've done a good job of drafting players. I think one of the issues is someone who's grown up here in Baltimore and grew up a fan and loved this franchise my whole life. Development seems to be an issue, and you come from a development background. I don't know how you did it in Houston and how would you change how it did here, because I think it's well known the Orioles haven't had a top-of-the-rotation starter that they've developed since Mike Mussina, which was a long time ago.
It's not easy. We have, especially very recently in Houston, done a terrific job developing pitchers. You know, we not only have good coaches, but we're using a lot of advanced information and, frankly, technology to help these guys. And it's something that you have to do today to compete with the top flight organization. So we're going to look to bring those capabilities here and install some of those practices.
Now, analytics. When you're looking at a player, how much does analytics come into the, like, when you have the number one pick, how much analytics will be into, you know, whoever, whether it be Bobby Witt Jr. or the catcher
from
or
Oregon
whoever.
State, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's interesting because let's talk about the amateur draft. There's different types of players. So you might have a high school hitter, and then you have a college pitcher, and there's totally different information available to you based on who they are. If it's a high school player, you're really not worrying about his high school stats because they're all good. But with college statistics, we have very precise ways of gleaning information, predictive information, out of players' college statistics. So when there's more information, you lean a little bit more heavily on some of the advanced analytics to inform the decision. But when you're dealing with an international player or high school player, it's mostly scouting.
Will you get out to see, like, will you get out much to evaluate players, especially like the guys who you may be considering for the top pick?
Absolutely. The number one pick. I'll make sure to
trouble with the curve.
Lay eyes on the number one pick.
It's Mike Elias, the new GM of the Baltimore Orioles. Mike, we really do appreciate your time. Welcome to Baltimore. We look forward to see what you do.
Thanks, guys.
Appreciate it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.